Hey, if I can have Pastor Lisa and Roger come on up to the platform, honey, would you join me? I know I didn't ask you to do this before. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Verse 15. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The church is God's idea, and having human leadership in a local church is also God's idea. God gives pastors to his church. Pastors are a gift from God. We may call them ministers, elders, reverends, or clergy, but God calls them pastors, a word which literally means shepherd. Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, calls and sends shepherds to serve as pastors of the local church. In the Old Testament, God said, "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with the knowledge and understanding." This morning, we celebrate the great occasion in the life and history of Easley First as we install Reverend Lisa Seegers as senior pastor of this church. Today's ceremony is a formal acknowledgement and affirmation of this congregation's vote and selection of Pastor Lisa. As superintendent of the South Carolina Ministry Network Assemblies of God, I do by here consecrate and solemnize that selection by requesting the following affirmations. Pastor Lisa, as you accept God's call to be senior pastor of First Assembly, do you promise to faithfully serve the congregation to the best of your ability? Do you promise to follow the great good shepherd as you lead this congregation in light of God's word, serve this congregation in the humility of God's Son, instruct this congregation in the truth of God's law, direct this congregation in the joy of God's presence, equip this congregation in the power of God's Spirit, encourage this congregation in the hope of God's promise, and establish this congregation in the affirmation of God's grace. To the congregation, would you please stand? To the congregation, will you love and respect your pastor? Will you extend grace to your pastor and pray for your pastor and his family and her family? Will you work with your pastor in fulfilling the mission of the church? Will you welcome newcomers to the church and reach out to those who don't know Christ in the community? Will you accept change graciously when it will result in reaching more people for Christ, even if it challenges your personal comfort zone? Will you endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace by standing with your pastor, encouraging her vision and affirming her leadership both publicly and privately? Will you love one another as Jesus loves you? Your response should be, "We will." Pastor Lisa, you are now the shepherd of this flock. We love you, and I present to you Pastor Lisa and Roger Seegers. Would you just extend your hand out here, and we're going to pray for them one more time. I know we prayed for them at the vote, but let's pray for them one more time. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for your leadership. We may have voted, but you, God, guided and direct us. God, we thank you again for this pastor. God, we just ask a special anointing upon their life. God, as they lead, that they would seek your face. God, that they would use your word as a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. That as they lead, God, they will have great success. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm done.
Anyone hungry? I thank the Lord for his calling. There's nothing like that. And we all have a calling and a duty. If you're known as a Christian, as Christ's servant, as a disciple of Christ, you have a job. And that is to win the souls of the lost at any cost. And we need to be about that business.